This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity. At this point, I always appreciate your time. No, seriously. I really, God bless, you know, God bless electronics. That's all I'm going to say. Believe it at that. Most of you who know me know exactly what I'm talking about. But seriously, people, it's been some challenging stuff. You know, I was joking about it in the last hour. And I know some of you thought I was just kind of like, you know, blowing off some steam or not really serious. But I am very serious. When you live in California, it's like living in northern Venezuela. Okay? I mean, seriously. Our internet goes up and down. Our lights go brown and black. See that? We're multicolored out here, even with the electricity. But no, seriously, think about it. And it doesn't matter. I mean, it really doesn't matter. They don't care. That's why Sam and I, I give away too much information, but I don't really care. Tim and I bought a generator, a whole house generator. And it wasn't strictly because of the show, it's because you never know what's going to go down. You never know what's going to go on here. In wonderful California. So we figured, you know, I'd rather be safe, make sure the refrigerator stays on and all that other fun stuff. Because that's really what it's for, right? But anyhow, I mean, I really do appreciate you guys. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I appreciate the time that you're involved and you're engaged. That's also another big deal. You know, and again, I've been talking a lot about my faith. I've been talking a lot about, you know, God. I've been talking a lot about what's happening in this community, in this country. Think about from a morality standpoint. I don't care whether you believe in God or you don't believe in God. All right? From a morality standpoint, the further we've moved away from God, the further we've moved away from things of morality, if you would, the tougher it's been. Would you agree? The worse we've gotten. Think about, you know, when I start talking like this, some people say, come on, Joe, knock it off. You know, back in the 70s, our parents thought we were going to hell, too, because of that music that we were listening to, you know, that rock and roll. Yeah, but our rock and roll wasn't about screwing your sister or your mother. I mean, come on, listen to some of the songs. Listen to what goes on in hip-hop in places like that. You tell me that's the same. I'm not buying. Not in any way, shape, manner, form. I'm not buying. So, you know, we've gone further and further down that road where there are no values. There are no borders. Look what they're teaching your kids in school, and where are you? My Christian friends, you really want to face God at some point in time and say, look, those little blessings that you gave me? Because the Bible does say kids are a blessing. I just want to know when that actually happens. But those little kids that you gave me, you know, I took care of them. I did what you wanted me to do with them. Can you really say that? Based on you sending them to school and not getting involved in what's going on there? I mean that sincerely, in all sincerity. And that's why you need to pay attention. I've got a friend of mine that was still is for the moment, anyway. Is a pastor of a mainstream Baptist church. And I don't call out the Baptist just because, you know, I want to be nasty to them. That's not the goal here. But he's a pastor of a mainstream Baptist church, and I'll say it. He doesn't have to, or probably wouldn't anyway. He's too good of a guy. He made a mistake of hiring too many millennials, too many young pastors. Too many pastors who feel that you know, politics don't play a role in the daily life of the church, which is so wrong. Look at what's happening now. Look at the churches that can't open in some of the states. And you're going to tell me, and that's based on politics. You just look at the states that are allowed to be open, and you look at the states that aren't open. Right? So that should tell you that politics will and does play a role. There's no way around it. So you have to get involved. You have to get engaged. You have to pay attention to your church. Now, after the break, Pastor Lucas Miles is going to join me. And we've been talking about this for a long time. He's written a book on it. We're going to talk about the dangerous rise of progressive Christianity. And you know, is it being accepted? Is it working its way in sneakily? He's written a book called The Christian Left, How the Liberal Thought Has Hijacked the Church. And it's true. And they'll pull out scripture to show you that Jesus loved everybody. There's no question about it that God loves everybody. God does not love everything you do. And they can prove that in the New Testament over and over again. And actually, it's pretty simple. Now, he is a trusted voice of the American church. He's consistently addressed some of the most challenging topics in theology, politics, and culture. He's, you know, he's the host of Faith Wire's The Lucas Miles Show. And again, for my Christian friends, don't just sit back. Don't sit back and just wait. Don't sit back and wait to see what happens. You know, I keep telling you guys, God tells us to go out and find godly men, godly people to rule over us. He does that for a reason. And then you sit here and write me emails as a school board member and otherwise. You write me emails about how bad the information coming from your son or daughter at school is. How bad some of the curriculum they have is. That sex ed truly is sex ed, but it's not reproductive health. It's not reproductive education. Oh, no. It's sexual education. How to, how often, and how to have it with who, and I'll leave it at that. I don't want to get too bad. Be back in a few minutes. Like I said, Pastor Lucas Miles will join me. Got a lot to talk about. You're listening to The Real Side.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. It was the Real Fun of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Now, some of you know, I mean, you old-timers have been with me for a long time, you know, I've been screaming for the rooftops forever, right? I mean, why aren't you involved? Why aren't our Christian brothers, why aren't, especially our conservative Christian brothers who actually truly believe the Word of God, why aren't you more involved in politics? Why aren't you more involved in school boards and city councils? That's how we take these places back. Rand Paul just came out and said, you know, you're not gonna get this country back at the federal level. You're going to have to start locally. I guess I'm not Rand Paul, but I've been telling you that for years. The other thing is, do not be sitting in a church that's teaching about the social justice system, okay, and how we're all racist. I mean, we've been going through this forever. And this is creeping in churches all over the place. I spoke to a pastor of a large church just recently in Los Angeles County. He said, openly admitted that the biggest mistake they made was hiring a lot of young, progressive-type pastors. And it's not creeping into his church. It's running in like the dam broke. And this whole thing of live and let live? No, they won't let you live. You need to make sure you take a Christian stance. The only way you got to do that is you got to know what the Word says and you know what you have to stand up for. But look, it, I always tell you, I bring in the experts because I don't have a clue most of the time. So I'm asking Pastor Lucas Miles joins me. He's written a book called The Christian Left, How Liberal Thought Has Hijacked the Church. Boy, no kidding on that one. Hey, listen, Pastor, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Hey, it's good to be on the program.
All right, so let's, first of all, give me the 80,000-foot view of your book, and then we're going to get into basics.
Yeah, so The Christian Left, How Liberal Thought Has Hijacked the Church. You know, really what I'm tracing is this growing constituency, you know, what the New York Times has labeled an ascendant liberal Christianity, that we are seeing individuals who have, in the church, who have become mesmerized by liberal thought, progressive ideology, and oftentimes Marxist theory, things like critical race theory, et cetera. And it's really causing them to abandon the Bible as an inerrant, authoritative, the Word of God for their life. And it's causing, I think, this drift into what I call these divergent, you know, dark waters of progressive ideology, where, you know, they're redefining sin, they're redefining the nature of the church. And we're seeing this secularization of the church, much like how we've already seen with our synagogues in this nation. And I think that it's ultimately the goal is to change the face of Christianity. I've been a pastor for, I started preaching at 17 and I'll be 42 this year. So, you know, I'll let the audience do the math on that, but it's been a long time and I've never seen this, you know, before. It's been on the rise, slowly working from the academic circles within, you know, Christendom, from the professor to the pastor to the pews is how I describe it. And I think it's concerning. And I think the church needs to wake up. We need to really make a concerted, you know, effort to return to biblical orthodoxy, you know, before it's too late for the church in this America or in America. Ultimately, God wins in the end. But, you know, that doesn't mean that the church in America is necessarily going to thrive. And so we have a choice in this.
No, I think it's really funny because Jesus told us to occupy until he comes. Well, are we supposed to occupy the closet? Right, a certain group of people ran out of the closet. We went running in. It means occupy. It means take your proper seat in the community. School boards, water boards, city councils. You know, again, God gave us permission to rule over ourselves. Why in God's creation would you vote for a heathen to you know, right? I mean, nobody can convince me. No Christian tells me they voted for Biden because he was better than Trump. I'd have to check my meds, you know?
I think a lot of this, I think there's a couple things happening. So first of all, you know, we have a really massive misunderstanding of separation of church and state. And, you know, the left, anytime, you know, a Christian in the Senate or Congress or something, you know, prays or mentions God, you know, they harp up and say, you know, what about the separation of church and state? In actuality, the left does not want the separation of church and state. They want a church that's subservient to the state. And I think that those conservatives, you know, in this nation, those on the right, I think there's a misunderstanding of the separation of church and state. And what we've, you know, we've kind of just bought into this, into the lie, you know, that has been put out there. And in actuality, John Calvin was one of the first to really mention this. And he basically said about it in developing this concept, which is, you know, you could arguably take from also Romans 13, and you could, you know, even go back to the Old Testament law to see these principles as well. But he said that the state should always be far enough away from the church that it cannot tell it what to do. And the church should always be close enough to the state in order to be her conscience. And we have seen that completely flipped around this year and really with through the shutdowns and through everything else that's happening. And we are now seeing the state telling the church what to do, when it can meet, how it can meet, what it can preach on, what it can't preach on. And we are seeing, you know, the state become the conscience for the church rather than the church be the conscience for the state. And it's a disturbing thing. And I think that in many cases, pastors who are afraid of losing their 501c3 status or afraid of cancel culture or the mob or whatever it is – have really kind of rolled over, and it's put the church in a precarious position.
Well, you know what fear does, right? Word says it waxes people's feet, it waxes them feeble. So we saw what happened last year with the masks. We saw what happened because they keep talking about how bad this virus is, how big it is, it's taking over the planet. You know, and some people get on my case when I say it, but I think my God created this planet. So I'm not very much worried about all of that, especially when I'm not getting the same information. Look, God's word is consistent. Mr. Fauci's word has not been consistent. None of the CDC information has been consistent. And I was very pleased to see that John MacArthur, again, no slight on John, but you know, he would never really got involved in politics. But when he finally had it, because he's close to me in my area, and said, that's it. We don't listen to Caesar. We're going to listen to God, and we're going to open up our churches.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not a you know, COVID denier or, you know, right, necessarily anti-vax or whatever inherently. I'm concerned about the gospel and I'm concerned about theology, but it seems that for many people, any sort of dependence upon God, reliance on it's tossed out. Now, you know, you can be a Christian. In fact, Christians should, you know, good science should point to God. And I think that is something that we see. You know, this thing hit us, and you know, we could talk about causes and everything else, and that there's probably better experts out there than me on that when we look at COVID. But all I know is the church wasn't prepared for this. And I think that more than anything, you know, should be the conversation within Christianity. We were caught off guard. I think, were in a position where we felt like our faith was always here, our ability to meet was always here, and that was never at risk. And there were people, probably like yourself and others that of us that were out there, who've been, you know, sort of sounding the alarm, saying, "Look, guys, we're closer to, you know, kind of a state control over the church than we think we are, and we need to wake up to this." These are things I've been talking about for years as well, and here we are. And I think that we have seen the church move left through this whole ordeal, and it was already on a path to begin with.
Because it feels better. We'll talk more about
absolutely.
That on the other side of the break. Don't be seeing your host. This is Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden defended his infrastructure plan on Wednesday, saying that the U.S. needs to take bold action on the issue.
The president also said that he's willing to negotiate on his proposal to raise the corporate tax rate to 28% to pay for the $2.25 trillion plan, but doing nothing is not an option.
Debate is welcome. Compromise is inevitable. Changes are certain. In the next few weeks, the vice president and I will be meeting with Republicans and Democrats to hear from everyone, and we'll be listening. We'll be open to good ideas and good faith negotiations. But here's what we won't be open to. We will not be open to doing nothing. Inaction simply is not an option.
Critics have questioned the tax hike to pay for the plan, as well as a number of measures in the package that they say are not associated with infrastructure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
You're back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be notified by text, you'll get a text alert because emails are getting even harder and harder to get out as well. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. It's a way for you to get alerted that the show is going to start. No, I'm not your mom. I'm not going to remind you every night to do this, but we send out reminders from time to time to let you know the show's coming on, who's going to be on it, and what we're going to be discussing. You know, I've asked Pastor Lucas Miles to join me. He's written a book called The Christian Left, How Liberal Thought Has Hijacked the Church. And Pastor Lucas, thanks for being with me. I'm really enjoying my off time with you as well as on air time with you.
Likewise. I appreciate you having me on the program.
Well, let's get to it, because one of the things I was telling you during the break, too, is you know, and it's a constant chant of mine on the show, is where are my warriors? Where are God's warriors? And I'm not talking about, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about beating people up in the street. I am talking about standing up for God's word, not backing off it, and where are they? What's happened to our people?
You know, there was a Pew Forum study that showed that only 24%, I believe, of church-going Christians believe that the Bible is the inerrant, authoritative word of God. So that means that 76% of the church believes that the Bible is something less than the inerrant word of God. A large percentage, you know, believe that it's just inspired, but not necessarily, you know, perfect, or necessarily written by God himself, you know, obviously in the fact that he, you know, spoke these words to the various authors. And then, you know, it goes down from there. But that's left us in a position that if we don't have the word as a foundation, it's very easy, to fall into these you know doctrines that people have, the progressive ideas, you know, et cetera. We also have a generation that is coming off of really being raised by the megachurch. Now, I'm not anti-megachurch. I think that you know there's a lot of great megachurches that are out there. I've spoken in a lot of them. You know, when we look at this, though, the seeker-sensitive movement that kind of gave birth to this megachurch model, it really carried with it the idea of how do we, you know, get people saved the fastest and make Christianity the easiest for them to consume. And oftentimes what that led to is inadvertently kind of giving them as little Bible as possible just to keep the services simple, to kind of stick with artistic themes. And it kind of became this Christianity light in many cases. And so, you know, many megachurch pastors came out later on and said, oh, I don't know if this is the best thing. And they've kind of changed their model, you know, many of them towards more of a discipleship model now in recent years. But the problem is that we had a whole generation of people that were really raised by this. And essentially, they were discipled without scripture. And so I think that as the social justice gospel really began to gain some traction in America, it created this perfect breeding ground for the left to really plant these ideas in Christians that did not have great foundations in their discipleship. And you know, the social justice gospel, if you're not really established in your faith, it can sound pretty spiritual, and it can sound, you know, elements of it can sound, hey, this sounds like something Jesus would do, and, you know, help the poor and the immigrant and these things. And, of course, you know, those are good things in and of themselves, but how it's really presented is through this lens of critical race theory and, you know, to apologize for your whiteness and all these sorts of things that happen. And so you see how that all combines to create an atmosphere where people are easily led astray into progressive ideology.
You know, I got to tell you something, and you, I hope you get a kick out of this, but I do a thing called God's Drill Sergeant, okay? There is no black and white in God's Word, and military drill sergeants, you know, they teach you, it's the first thing you think of, not the second thing or the third thing, right? It's black and white, here's how you react in these situations, and I am amazed at how many people see Jesus, how many of our men friends see Jesus as this, you know, 6'8" tall, white skin, long blonde hair, blue eyes with a British accent, kind of loving every creature with a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, so you missed the whole thing at the temple. You missed him on the boat, right? You missed him when you looked around at the boys. You said, what is it with you people? I've been raising people from the dead. You're worried about a storm? You know,
yeah.
Peace be still. He went back to sleep. This was not the gentle. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I think, this, yeah, I think most of the church, yeah, most of the church would be offended if they saw Jesus today, you know, and I think that it goes with this idea that, you know, those on the left, I think, have a tendency to misunderstand love. And look, I have a lot of compassion and love for, you know, those that are really caught up in leftist ideology. I think that many people kind of enter it with good intentions. They enter it because they have kind of that, you know, we talk about the bleeding heart of the left. And I don't say that facetiously. There's people that really care about others,
yep,
and they see this as a way to help people. And what they misunderstand, though, is that the Bible says that Jesus came in grace and truth. And so, you know, in this book, The Christian Left, I really try to help people understand what love is, and that love, if it does not have a component of truth with it, and truth is speaking truth in the face of sin, speaking truth in the face of, you know, contrary ideas. I want Jesus to show me areas in my life that I'm not thinking properly or that I don't see things clearly. And, you know, because we have a belief in Christianity that is called original sin. That's called, you know, man is fallen, that apart from Christ, you know, I don't really have a whole lot to offer this world. And so I want him to constantly correct my mindset, my journey in love, in a way in which I can, you know, that gives me an on-ramp to be able to get there. But I think the left has identified or embraced a message of love that is essentially, if you don't agree with me, then you don't love me. And it couldn't be further from the truth.
But, you know, Pastor Lucas, one of the things I say, I read a recent article along the same lines as yours where we dipped, I think, two or just below 50% regular church attendance. I don't know if you saw that recently.
Yeah.
But what really freaked me out was, I think it was 67%, somewhere up there, that our young people have kind of turned away from the church. And I said, I'm willing to take the blame. What does that say about us? What does that say about me as a grandfather, as a father? I mean, I'm blessed that all my kids are saved and they believe in Christ and they're passing that on. But what does that say about us who go to church and say, well, I'll let my kids figure it out? You know, what are you afraid of?
You know, we talked about a little bit during the break is this idea I introduced in this book, The Christian Left, this concept that I call worry, anger, apathy. And this is really applies more to those on the right or more biblically minded Christians is, you know, let's say that you have that father or grandfather that's watching their kids kind of drift left. The first thing they do is they worry about them, and that worry it can produce manipulation. It can produce, you know, feelings of guilt. It can produce sort of, you know, can produce feelings of fear and negative emotions. When those efforts that are motivated out of that don't work and don't produce the results that you want, oftentimes what people do is they get angry. And so that, we have, kind of the Twitter wars and the insult culture that's come out of this and people on the right that are just so frustrated. They don't know what to do, that they're mad, it becomes kind of this overzealous and all they want to do is flip over the tables in the temple. And, that's not always the answer. And so when that doesn't produce the result they want, what they have a tendency to do is to move into this third phase. And this is, in my book, The Christian Left, I identify as really the most dangerous of the three, and that is apathy. And apathy, I think, is where we've found a lot of people in the church. And I'm specifically seeing that in people, I'll be 42 this year. I would say people that are my age and older, but specifically I'm seeing that a lot in people in their 50s, 60s and on. And essentially it's almost like we've done this already. We've lived this, we've served, we've done church, the stand up, sit down in church so much that they're just tired and they want a break. And I think that, I understand that. And I think there's various places that, as we, generationally can serve. But the Christian life does not really warrant itself to retirement. You can retire from a job, but you don't get to retire as a believer or as a disciple maker. And I think it's so important. I would just encourage those who have, who are established in their faith. We need you in the church. And I really try to provide a roadmap in this book, The Christian Left, on how you can kind of reinsert yourself back into the ministry, back into church in a way that is going to bring life to you and really help this younger generation that is falling victim to, progressive ideology and leftist thought.
Yeah, but let me ask you, let's go down that road a little bit, because you put a lot of thought into this, and that is, have we failed those kids? And when I say that, I mean, what if they see us in living our life for Christ? Are they looking at us and saying, well, Joe, you don't seem to be living what you're speaking. You don't seem to believe. It's like sitting there smoking cigarettes when I was a kid and having my stepdad smoke 2-pack of cigarettes. They tell me how bad cigarettes were. It didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. I think that I go back a lot of times to the early church and specifically the church that we see in the first and second century, even after the time of the New Testament. And the stories that we see that come out of this in early Christian writings are just astounding. And I write about some of these in my book, is the number of people that were willing to risk their life, that are willing to face martyrdom, for the sake of the gospel. It's really, really incredible. And I think there's something there for us to be able to see and be inspired.
Without a second thought, apparently, as written. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break because I believe in capitalism. We need to make some money in the show. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-0855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Real quick, as I've been telling you, look, Mike Lindell is taking a beating, but he's one of the ones that's helping us all out. I mean, he is out there fighting the fight. I met him at the opening of Unplanned, a great movie, probably one of the only movies in my life that I cry at every time I see, and I hate to admit that to the general public, but so be it. You get it. You know, it's funny in a with a movie like that. You know, deep down inside, I know abortion is wrong. Abortion is not the right thing to do. You have other options available to you, but they're just words. When you actually see how it affects people, when you actually see how the devil pulled the wool over the eyes of some of those people that were involved in that, you say, "Oh my God, this is even worse than I thought it was." So Mike is a supporter. He's a supporter of us as a whole. So if you have a little website, there's more. He's got more than pillows, people. He's got blankets and towels and sheets. And I bought a pair of the slippers from Mike Lindell. I love them. I think they're great. So head over there, the website. Use promo code Joe. You'll save yourself a few bucks. And I'm telling you, seriously, take a look. Take a look. That's all you got to do. And control yourself. If you don't have any money, don't buy anything. But at least take a look. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I've got Pastor Lucas Miles on me and on with me, and his book, The Christian Left, How Liberal Thought Has Hijacked the Church. Now, listen, before we get into this, how do they get the book? How do they find a copy of the book?
Yeah, absolutely. So the book is available really wherever books are sold for pre-order. It releases May 4th, but if you order it now, Amazon or whoever you order from will ship it out the day it drops. You can also get it maybe a little bit early, because I think I get books before everybody else, if you head over to lucasmiles.org, and it is available for purchase there, and my team's going to be shipping those out, and we're going to sign, I'm going to sign the books that come from my website there. So if you want an autographed copy for no additional charge, you can get it through my site.
And they can hear you on Faith Wire's The Lucas Miles Show, and you're a co-host of the Church Boys. Who wants to listen to a bunch of Church Boys? Let me see.
Well, so I'm the only pastor on the show, but I'm joined by Billy Hollowell, who is communications director over at PureFlix, and then Chris Field, who's an editor with The Blaze. And we have a good time talking politics and through sort of a faith lens, and really a lot of making fun of each other and laughing, but it's a good time.
Yeah, no, really. And that's – we need to be supporting each other. We need to be out there listening to each other and getting information. That's the other thing. We talked about it at the very beginning, which is, how is the church getting moved to the left? How is the church getting moved more towards socialism? Because they don't know what the Word of God says. They have no clue. Even a couple of scriptures that help you get, back to reality. I joke about Easter all the time. I don't celebrate Easter. I celebrate Resurrection Day, okay? And I'm not trying to be nasty to people. I always say, look, separate them out. You want to do the egg thing, you want to do the rabbit thing, great. Let your kid know the difference, though. Let your children know the difference between what Easter is and why they're getting chocolate eggs over here and truly what the day was about. Am I being too much of an old, white, uptight guy?
Look, I mean, there's an attempt to secularize every single aspect of the church, and this is really what we're seeing by the left. I mean, it's a hijacking of language, and it is really an attempt to remove, Christ from the message of Christianity. And as I mentioned, the start of the program was that, we've already seen this in the synagogues in this nation. Yep. You know, our synagogues have been secularized. I mean, there's so many people that are, would kind of claim Judaism as a cultural component to their life. But, when it really comes down to a faith side of it, you have a lot of agnostic and, in many cases, atheist Jews. And there are certainly some that are still devout. But I think that's not a, dig against, Judaism. It's really it's a forecasting of what's coming for Christianity if we don't wake up. And I think that, we have to realize that the left, who, 20 years ago was quite content, maybe even 10 years ago, quite content to be the godless party. They removed God from the party platform, and, yep, and we have, all sorts of stories that have been out there about that. But now what we're seeing is the left is sort of picking back up this mantle of religion, and they really, I think, want to be viewed as this, what we've heard about Biden so many times, this the most devout, Christian, or the most devout, Catholic, president, and these things. And the reality is that I think that what we see is, if you really watch the left closely and see how they treat Scripture, I believe that is the litmus test for us. These things like LGBT, Marxist groups like BLM, abortion issues, those are all the canary in the cage. And they might show you something about what somebody thinks, but ultimately look at how they treat Scripture. And, when you look at the left, the Christian left, they're not going to talk about forgiveness of sins. They're not going to talk about, eternal life. They're not going to talk about repentance. They're going to talk about Jesus, not as the Savior of the world, but Jesus, the great social organizer. And in this book, The Christian Left, I really wanted to give Christians a roadmap on how they could combat some of these issues, to deal with them, and find their way back to biblical Orthodox Christianity in the face of the times that we're in.
Yeah, but Pastor, that was so 2,000 years ago. Written by a bunch of old white guys, maybe didn't like the verbiage that God was giving them, so they rewrote it the way they were. I mean, you're giggling, yeah, because we hear this kind of stuff all the time. The book, it has to be brought into the modern world. Why? All right, so Jesus might have used an iPad if he was here today, but the message would be the same, wouldn't it?
you know, there's been some really amazing statements that have come out. I trace many of them in the book. There's many accounts of progressives today basically saying that both Jesus and the Apostle Paul and others that we see in the New Testament, that because they lived 2,000 years ago, they weren't fully sort of woke, you know, to use their language, to the way that we are today. And so Jesus only could see the world through this, you know, 2,000-year-old lens. Basically, what they're saying is that they're more spiritual and they're more right than God. I mean, this is completely antithetical to Christianity in every single way. The Christian message is, I must decrease so he can increase. And the message of progressivism is we are the ones who are increasing in our knowledge and our understanding. And this whole Bible thing, I mean, it's really, you know, the message of Christ has really been eclipsed by this new social justice gospel that the left has presented, which is more woke than even Jesus. And it's a really sad thing to see the way in which I think many believers have really turned to this. And sometimes many, you know, sort of our celebrity pastors in this nation have really folded to this. So many people, yep. You know, this last year between COVID and you know, the issues with, you know, Marxism that came out of BLM and everything else, they really gave into this. And I think, you know, it's sad to see the way in which people really turn their back on Scripture in many cases.
Well, I'm going to do some rapid-fire stuff with you because we only have a few minutes left. But, you know, I love the stuff where you have pastors that are telling people, you know, you need to understand you are a racist if you're white. You need to understand that you do have these evil thoughts. Well, I mean, Jesus said that we'd all have evil thoughts, okay? That's number one. Number two is, if we're all of one blood, what gives a pastor, sorry, pastor, what gives you a right to separate us by color?
Look, there's only one race, and it's the human race. And, you know, for resources out there, I mean, I deal with some of that in this book. But if you're really looking to dive into the race issue, there's a friend of mine, Kevin. His name's Kevin. He runs a group called Every Black Life Matters, and it is phenomenal, doing some great stuff in the world. Also, you know, it's important that people realize where this came from. A lot of that theology came from a guy named James Cohn, who did a lot of work on black liberation theology. And this was a guy who was deeply impacted by Malcolm X. He was, you know, I don't know what he went through in his life, but he really sort of began blending the gospel with Marxism and with sort of this Malcolm X message. And it completely, I'm reading his book right now. It is so disturbing the way in which he twists the word in order to arrive to these conclusions. Oh, yeah. A lot of people haven't heard of James Cone, but they've heard of his theology, and that we're seeing it today, now 50 years after he first wrote it.
Yeah, but look at, you've heard this a million times. If you don't know his word and you don't know his voice, you can be led all around the place. And I believe that's what's happening today. How many people do you actually know, and this is not a beating on anybody, but how many people actually really sit down and read their Bibles? Take, I don't care whether it's 5, 10, 50, they'll take an hour and a half going through Facebook and Twitter to make sure they don't miss anything. But, you know, Reverend Warnock out of Georgia, I don't know if you heard his tweet?
Yeah,
Easter is so much more than the resurrection of Jesus. Really?
Yes, Easter is more transcendent than the resurrection of Jesus. You know, if the resurrection of Jesus is not the most transcendent thing that has ever happened to humanity, then we're in a lot of trouble. There's nothing more transcendent than the resurrection. And you know, it's completely asinine. I mean, we have deconversion happening within the church, and we have people that are still carrying their sort of this mantle of pastoral authority, but who have given up their faith. And so they're using the platform now not to lead people to Christ, but to lead people really to these progressive ideas. And oftentimes to, whether it be the Democratic Party or to Marxism or whatever this is. And I think that, the church really needs to take note. We, as you mentioned, we got to get back to the word. And so in this book, I really try to help show people some of the markers that are out there, some of the things that, you know, to listen for from the pulpit, from the church that you attend, to make sure that you're still in a place that's actually teaching the word of God. Because anybody can say, you know, a verse and make it sound convincing and pull it out of context. But as Christians, we have a roadmap that's available for us to really help us navigate these situations. And I really wanted people to see that in this book, The Christian Left.
Well, you might be a little too young to remember this, but I always call it the Jimmy Jones effect, right? I mean, the minute he threw that Bible over the altar and said, you don't need this anymore because I have arrived, it was time to walk out of that church. But they were too enamored with the man. Anyway, hey, it's been a pleasure having you on. Hopefully we'll bring, I hope you'll come back on again with us. And I do appreciate your time. Good luck with the book.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Joe Messina, your host. You've got all me the next hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a few minutes.